This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest miscalculation in political history. And Democrats have made it. Why? Because they are pompous buttocks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So what are Democrats besides zombie, brain-dead morons? Well, they are control freaks. Bathed in power for decades. Unencumbered in any way. Oh, I know. We think we fought the good fight. We think we've, you know, had thwarted him and had done all this stuff. It's been the slow creep of socialism, the slow creep of liberalism, progressivism, whatever the ism they decide to call it. And here's what I can tell you. It is the creep of Satan. I'm not trying to get all churchy on you, but that's what it is. We're in the era where right is wrong and wrong is right. And I'll get more into that in the show. But these control freaks have garnered so much power that they felt invincible. They could do whatever they want. You had no ability to push them back in any way. You have no representatives. I don't care what these people call themselves. These are your congressional representatives. Representatives of what? Representatives of nothing you believe in. The overwhelming number of Americans who believe in closed borders, you know, protecting our borders, it's overwhelming. In getting more out of our school system, the people who believe in capitalism, and I could go on, all the things that make sense. And these Democrats have just said, we don't care. You don't want to pay for your medical insurance. No, I mean, our Constitution says I don't have to pay for anything I don't want to pay for. Forget the Constitution. Let me tell you. Your right as a human says, if I don't want to buy something in a store, I'm not saying you can steal it, but you go, I don't want to buy it. If I don't want to buy, you know, I mean, say you're walking through the grocery store, right? And there's some kale pectate. And you go, huh, that would be neat if I needed it. I'm not going to buy it. And the government goes, no, 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 you will buy that kale pectate. But I'm not, you know, I don't have whatever, well, I don't know what kale pectate's for. And I'm showing my age, right? But whatever, a bag of cheese, nacho cheese Doritos. Can the government make you buy nacho cheese Doritos? According to Obamacare, yes, they can. If somebody declares nacho cheese Doritos are good for you, you got to buy it. It's ridiculous. I don't have to buy that any more than I need to buy that insurance. Any more than I don't have to, if I don't own a car, do I need to buy auto insurance? As long as I'm not a danger. Oh, Kevin, you're a danger to people. You're breathing. You've got a carbon footprint. You know, you catch a cold and you give it to other people. I mean, that's going to be the rationale by these clowns. But the fact is, you don't have to buy anything you don't want to buy. But we need to take this to the Supreme Court. Are you kidding? I was having a discussion with somebody. I said, this whole argument about Trump doing this thing with Ukraine is ridiculous. It is patently ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. Because the President of the United States, from a common sense point of view, has the authority to negotiate on what he wants the United States government to investigate or look into. And he can do that with any leader he chooses. We don't need to. What do we? A whistleblower was on the phone call and he said the president was the president was doing his job. That's what the whistleblower said. It's fun watching these left, though. They try to minimize Donald Trump. They want to minimize his role as president. Barack Obama did exactly what Trump has done. They don't say a word, but they want to minimize Trump. And even in the most ridiculous things. I'll give you an example. Trump attended a UFC event in New York City. I think it was on Saturday, last Saturday. And I want to play for you the audio of Trump entering, and the media said he was overwhelmingly booed. But I want to play this clip showing you what actually happened.
Yeah.
don't know about you, but I don't hear a lot of boos in that crowd. I hear a lot of celebration. Now, but I want to go further. Trump can draw a crowd of thousands anywhere. But leftists want you to believe that the Americans hate him. They hate him, right? I repeat, Trump can draw thousands anywhere. He could draw thousands at Elizabeth Warren's Indian reservation. Donald Trump could draw thousands at Pete Buttigieg's gay pride parade. He could draw thousands at Joe Biden's Ukrainian oil field. He could draw thousands at Hillary Clinton's old law firm or Bill Clinton's next orgy. But they want you to believe that he's booed everywhere, he's hated everywhere, that nobody likes him. Trump is the man, folks. Let me tell you something. He is the man, even in New York City, the city he formerly hailed from. Now, Dana White spoke on Trump's attendance at the UFC, and I want to let you hear this coming from the man who walked in with the president.
With all the talk of the president being here tonight and how great that was and what that says, Josh Duhamel made the video board. Why was there no showing of the president in attendance for the audience to see that other than his arrival, which you'd have to see with your bare eyes?
Yeah, we showed the arrival. We showed him on TV, but We didn't do it in-house. So,
what was that decision? Why not?
I don't know. When he walked into the arena, I don't think we needed to show him on TV. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I walked in with him. The entire building was on their feet, standing as high as they could with their cell phones. I was literally blown away. I just went, holy f***ing. Never seen anything like this in my life.
Was there concern that there may be a reaction that maybe would be disrespectful?
No. We walked in and the crowd was great.
So that was a reality. That was a man who walked in with the president at the UFC event in New York City, and the media, oh, he was booed, man. He was booed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The left has gone mad, and I'm not worried about trying to correct them. Look, that's like, I tell people, that's like trying to get between a dog and his bone. Don't worry about that. Just let the truth will come out. Donald Trump has been talking about, you are about to get a absolute blast of truth that is going to, I don't need vindication, but I'll say this, that will vindicate you, but I don't need vindication. I already know I'm right on this stuff. Common sense tells me I'm right. Anyway, we got one heck of a show for you today. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
From MS-13, these gangs are the worst people. These people, these are not human beings. You know, I said that once before, and this crazy Nancy Pelosi said, how dare you say they're not human? You ever see these people? And they slice people up with a knife because it's more painful than using a gun. And then I have to defend myself when I say they're animals. But you know what? I never changed. I didn't say, oh, I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize, Crazy Nancy. And you got to look at her district in San Francisco. She's spending all her time on this crap or this impeachment stuff. Take a look at what's happening to the great city once of San Francisco. It's thousands and thousands of tents and drugs and needles and everything you can imagine floating in the streets in the best neighborhoods. Nancy Pelosi, go home and fix your district, Nancy. Go home and fix your district.
Go home, Nancy Pelosi, to your third world crap hole city that used to be a jewel. It used to be a jewel. I will tell you, this is just my personal thing. You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. I used to love to go to San Francisco. One of my best buddies is there. He's a total lefty. I went to military school with him. He's dead. Rest in peace, Mikey. He's like a brother to me. Anyway, I'd go there because we had a standing bet between the Cowboys and the 49ers when I used to watch football. But the loser had to come you, the loser, in order to, the winner, in order to get your jacket, we better a leather jacket. In order to get your jacket, you have to fly to the city of your buddy, and he would take you out and you'd buy your jacket. Now, the reason for that was it made us sure we had to see each other, and then you got your jacket. And it was cool. So I used to love going. And other than one night we bought our jackets, went to a bar, came out, my camera, my camera and my digital camera, video camera and my regular camera, this is before your phone was all that, were stolen. And my jacket was underneath a tarp, so they didn't take my jacket, but they took all my other stuff and busted out my buddy's windshield. So it was a terrible night. But anyway, the point is this, outside of that, it was so fun to go because it was such a vibrant city. And, I just, even though it was full of lefties and crazy stuff, I enjoyed going. Remember one time I went, we were having a rep gathering, and that's where they had it. So the bunch of guys were like, hey, where are we going to go? So we went and looked online and said, okay, we'll go to this club. Had a great time, man, just dancing at 2 in the morning. We woke up, had meetings in the morning. We were dead to the world. Anyway, came to breakfast, and some guys were like, what you guys do, man? We're like, man, we had a blast. Like, where'd y'all go? Well, we went to this club called Blankety Blank, and we told them. So they went the next night. And when we had breakfast the next morning, they go, ha, 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 really funny. And we're like, funny what? They go, it's really funny. Sent us to this club, and it was a gay bar. And I'm like, it was not a gay bar. They go, dude, it was a gay bar. I go, it was not. So then somebody who lived in the city said, no, it's not a gay bar. They go, y'all went on heterosexual night when it was thumping. Like, we went on Wednesday night, and gay night was Thursday night. And the other guys went that night. So, hey, shame on them. Should have come with us the night before, because we invited them. Ha! But the point is, love San Francisco. Love, you know, the craziness of the weather, the all the things to do, Ghirardelli Square, all of it. Love it. Love the wharf area. The food is outstanding. Now, when people say, where are we going to do something? San Francisco hardly ever comes up. Am I the only one that noticed this? It hardly ever comes up. Third world crap hole. And what are these Democrats focused on? Let me tell you about these other third world crap holes. They're called cities in America, big cities, run by Democrats. From what's his face? It just died. Elijah Cummings in Baltimore and others. Third world crap holes. And you know what they're concerned about? Impeaching a dude who is changing the trajectory of the American economy for the better. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. All these clowns, congressional black circus clowns, we got to get rid of Donald Trump. You want to know why? Let me tell you why black folks, these congressional black circus clowns, want to get rid of Donald Trump. Because he's doing too well for black people. Do I need to repeat it? They don't like Trump because he's doing too well for black people. You want to know the problem? Oh, I'm gonna lay it out for you. You better call somebody. You better let them know Kevin about to preach. Can I hear the? I heard the Lord. Yes. Preach on, brother. Black Democrats hate it that this white man has improved the plight of black folks, let's just call them what they are, African Americans, because that's what they like to use, right? They hate that Donald Trump has done every single thing that they wanted baby black Jesus to do, and he didn't do it. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's a PhD, a tenured professor at DePaul, and she says to me, well, Kevin, Barack Obama was not able to do stuff because remember Republicans were, and I went, girlfriend, stop it. You better stop yourself right now, girl. I said, because you just slapped Barack Obama in the face. You gave Donald Trump a campaign commercial. Because what you just said is, Barack, baby black Jesus Obama, did not have the juice, the leadership, in order to get something done for black people, and it took a white man to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Somebody give me a handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief. Thank you. Now we're going to pass the collection plate. Yeah. He couldn't do it. But Donald Trump did. Black folks on the left hate that Donald Trump has made success something that black people think about, something they think is achievable. He gave them hope and change. And they can't handle it. They're mad about it, in fact. Oh, they won't admit it to you publicly, but I got a friend. He is a white man, a wealthy white man who lived in St. Louis. Still has a residence there, but he sold all his businesses there. And let me tell you why. Over a period of 20 years, this man did more for blacks in St. Louis than all the aldermen and the mayors combined. This man did all kinds of things for blacks. He moved economic development onto the north side. He did all kinds of stuff. He was a developer, a builder. He gave in areas where blacks were like, you know, what's, how'd that happen? And he was well known in the black community as a giver. He was on all kinds of committees and stuff like that. In fact, he was on the Olympic committee to bring the Olympics to the United States. Well known. He adopted 8 black kids. And somewhere along the line, do you know what? One of those black aldermen said he's a racist. Accused him of something he wasn't. And do you know people bought it, kicked him off the Olympic committee, ostracized him to the point where he sold all of his real estate holdings in St. Louis. And he couldn't figure out why. And he goes to his buddy, his friend, a man he's known for 2 decades. And he says, why would you do this to me? You know everything I've done in the black community. What you did is wrong. And you know it. And you know what the guy told him? He says, man, you were too effective. You were too effective in the black community, man. He said, you know, we had to crack some eggs, and you just happen to be one. We got to break a few eggs, you know, in order to make an omelet. He says, sorry for you. And that's how that ended.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is paying tribute to the nation's veterans today in New York City.
Our veterans risked everything for us. Now it is our duty to serve and protect them every single day of our lives. It is truly an honor to come back to New York City, right here at Madison Square Park, to be the first president ever to attend America's parade.
The president's comments come as many patriotic Americans are attending the annual Veterans Day parade in New York City. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, Vice President Mike Pence delivering remarks at Arlington National Cemetery.
Here at Arlington and all across this nation, Americans gather to pay a debt of gratitude to the generations who've answered the call to serve in the armed forces of the United States.
This is the third consecutive year that the Vice President has been at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a proud Latina. I'm a proud, come from a proud family of immigrants, and I'm an even prouder Democrat. And my question here today is based off a comment that you said earlier. You said that the merits of the three-fifths compromise is up for debate. So who are you, or who is anyone, to debate the merit of one's humanity? How can you deny the legacy the three-fifths compromise has had and that slavery has had on the extent of racism in the United States?
Right here in the first row, I think she got up. There's my wife, Debbie. She's from Venezuela. Her mom is Mexican-American. I'm married to a Latina. She's a first-generation immigrant. I'm a first-generation immigrant. So we're all coming to America and trying to make sense of all this. Now, quite honestly, I think you would have to admit that I have done nothing in this talk today to either minimize or downplay, far from downplaying racism. I've stressed it. I'm simply pointing the finger of blame where it belongs, and you're trying to hide it. See, the difference is, because you are a Democrat, you are willing to overlook the crimes of the Democratic Party. But let me tell you this. The Democratic Party is, in fact, the party of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and the Ku Klux Klan and lynching and all the horrors of American history, including complicity with fascism, the internment of the Japanese Americans in World War II, the reigniting of the Klan in the late teens and 20s. All of this was done by Democrats, and they were opposed all along the way by Republicans. So the problem is that today, if you're a Democrat, you're a committed Democrat, you like the welfare state, you like Obamacare, or you're a progressive historian, you are in the awkward position of having to confess to a whole series of crimes that your team did. Crimes, by the way, that the Democratic Party has never admitted, never apologized for, never paid one penny of restitution for. So this is a very ugly position to be in. And the only way to do it is to lie through your teeth. Hide the actions of the Democratic Party. Blame everybody else. America did it. The white man did it. The Southerners did it. Everybody except the guys who actually did it.
I love that clip, and I love it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it really tells you. That's Dinesh D'Souza, by the way. And Dinesh is a very good thinker, and he's a historian and a very learned individual. And it's tough. I mean, I don't think you can stump him, to be honest with you. Not in that type of an environment. And he was spot on. I'm a Latina, and I'm a proud Democrat. That's why I always chuckle at people that, yeah, I'm a Democrat. I was golfing with a guy the other day, and he's like, well, I'm on the other side of the issue. I went, oh, you're a Democrat? I go, and it's funny that you say it with pride. I go, you're the party of slavery and lynching. That's what you proudly are a member of. Now, Dinesh goes on to tell him all the history of it, and I'm not rehashing it. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. The stupidity of impeachment. I could go into Planned Parenthood and them donating $45 million, saying they were going to run $45 million for people that are for killing babies, for genocide. Now, they won't tell you it's genocide for blacks, because that would be putting a little Band-Aid on their history. They don't want to tell you that. They won't tell you the origins of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. The Negro experience, you know, the Negro Project and all that. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. But anyway, Dinesh destroys this chick. He says, and all you have is lies. You lie through your teeth. What are you dealing with today? Russian collusion, Russian collusion and obstruction. Big, fat lie. What's his face? Schiff had declared with his mouth, I have proof of Donald Trump's Russian collusion and all this stuff. They spend millions and millions of your dollars. None of them are complicit for it. It's just money, right? They get nothing out of it. None of them are held responsible. Nobody followed up with Schiff in the media and said, wait, where's this information you had that was supposed to convict, convict Trump? Nobody follows up. He's just moved on. Ukraine. We got Biden admitting to what they say Trump did. Trump releases a transcript with witnesses. And they say, nope, we're still going to transfer all this guilt from Donald Trump from Biden to Trump. The same way Democrats have tried to transfer slavery, the Jim Crow laws, lack of civil rights, all that stuff to Republicans and make you believe it. As Dinesh D'Souza said, you're lying through your teeth. And he schooled this girl. But here's what I want you to be aware of. She asked him about the three-fifths compromise. And how do you rationalize blah, blah, blah? And he didn't even answer the question. He just said, here's who you represent. That's brilliant. Now, I've talked about the three-fifths compromise. I'm going to talk about it again for the idiot Democrats and other people that don't understand that the South considered black people worthless. They considered us cattle, worth zero. We could be traded. We could be raped, beaten, murdered. It didn't matter. We had no political clout or power. They wanted us to have a vote of one when they were doing the census count. And the reason the South wanted this is because if they got all that power by saying we got 150,000 slaves or whatever the number was, and they counted that number in apportionment, the South would get more representatives. So what the North said is, oh, heck no. You're not going to treat people as, we don't want you to count them at all. You consider them cattle. We would no more let you count black people as we'd let you count goats and sheep. Because we don't believe in what you're doing. Now, Democrats have twisted this to say, Republicans didn't want black people to be counted. Yeah, for their own doggone good. Now, I get it. Democrats can't think beyond their noses, and so black people, being the most stupid among them, they go, yeah, y'all didn't want to count us as anything. And they don't get that if you didn't count you as anything, they were counting you as everything. Because what they were saying is, until you treat them like human beings, you're not going to get to count them. And then guess what? What else we did? We fought a freaking war over it. Where over 360,000, I don't have the number, but you can look it up. 360,000 white boys went and fought for the very thing we're talking about. And black people, hey, but what about that three-fifths compromise? That three-fifths compromise? Idiots. I can't. Anyway, Dinesh D'Souza didn't even have to go into that. And thankfully he didn't. He just said, I'm ignoring this stupid question. Anything that the South was trying to do for black folks, you can bet was not to benefit black people. And nothing's changed for the Democrats. They lie through their freaking teeth. And as he said, they blame everybody else. Well, let's see who black Democrat Kamala Harris is going to blame, because she has gone the same direction as Beto. Beto O'Rourke, fake Mexican O'Rourke, is out of the picture. Why? Because he had no campaign to begin with. And the president mocked him, flailing his arms all around. President mocked Beto. I've been mocking Beto since the beginning. And let me tell you something, Democrats. Thank yourselves for being smart enough not to pick a grifter. A dude who has done nothing in the political circles that warrants being a representative in the state of Texas, running for senator, or certainly running for president. You should be ashamed of yourselves for considering such a clown for the role as commander-in-chief. Oh, he tried. He got desperate. Joe Biden's getting just as desperate. Oh, Donald Trump, he is guilty of the very thing that I did. He's definitely guilty. But don't look at me. And don't look at my crackhead son and the deals that I got for him and all the other things that it would be easy to connect the dots on and see that everything my son did, I was there to put the secret sauce on it. Bing, 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 bing. I know it would take so much investigative power to go. It's funny how everywhere Hunter Biden went, Joe Biden ended up lobbying or talking to somebody or had meetings with or whatever after the fact. And you know what Biden says? I didn't even know that my son was on that board. I didn't know. Well, you know what, Joe? If you didn't know, you're more stupid than people thought you are. And that's tough to be. Kamala Harris, I mentioned her. She is restructuring her campaign. I love that there are people who have no name recognition, who didn't spend $70, $80 million to run a Senate campaign like Beto the fake Mexican O'Rourke. I love it that Kamala Harris, who put Joe Biden on Front Street, is going to leave the race before Sleepy Creepy Joe, and then it won't be long that he's gone. I love that Elizabeth Warren is actually believing that she's in the driver's seat. I love that LGBT, I'm gay and I'm proud and I'm too stupid to run my own city, Buttigieg is making a comeback. Which, by the way, I told you guys, I said it could be Buttigieg who runs. He's, Hillary Clinton's running mate? He's that guy, Light. Whatever that guy, I forget his name. Because it's so memorable, right? I can see his face because he always looked like he had a strained look on his face, like he had to use the bathroom. Like, anyway, that's who Buttigieg reminds me of. Hillary's VP choice. So Democrats are starting to drop, starting to show they don't have the staying power. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. If I were a Democrat looking at this crop of candidates, I would be embarrassed. I would be sad for our party. And most people are starting to recognize this. I saw a tweet where I think it was Ivanka Trump. She tweeted, "Boy, Democrats sure don't have a lot of faith in their party. They keep looking for somebody else."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, I love this next story. I love it, love it, love it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're always looking for panacea. You know, a pill you can take to cure all, right? We're always looking for something like that. 844-551-8255, KJRadio.com if you want to reach out to us. The silver bullet. The thing that will make it all better. Democrats need something like that. Anyway, there is a pill they are developing. I'll get to the Democrats in a second. There's a pill that they say may be able to erase bad memories. Here's what it says. The 60 souls that signed on for Dr. Alain Brunet's memory manipulation study were united by something they would rather not remember. The trauma of betrayal. Bum, 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 bum. The trauma of betrayal. For some, it was infidelity. And for others, a brutal, unanticipated abandonment. It was like, I'm leaving you. Goodbye, the McGill University Associate Professor of Psychiatry says. In cold clinical terms, his patients were suffering from an adjustment disorder due to the termination, not of their choosing, of a romantic relationship. The goal of Brunet and other researchers is to help people like this, the scorned, the betrayed, the traumatized, lose their total recall, to deliberately forget. Sorry for all the embellishment, but I felt like a thespian. Yes. Over 4 to 6 sessions, volunteers read aloud from a typed script they had composed themselves, a first-person account of their breakup, with as many emotional details as possible, while under the influence of propranolol, the common and inexpensive blood pressure pill. The idea was to purposely reactivate the memory and bring the experience and stinging emotions it aroused to life again. How do you feel about that, they were asked. How do you feel right now? And most importantly, has your memory changed since last week? The appeal that will make you forget a trauma. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what Democrats want to do. They want you dumb and happy. Forget that trauma. Because here's why. If you offered me that pill, I would tell you, keep your pill. The things that made me strong in life came from trauma. I don't want your pill. I want to know the feeling of a breakup. I want to know the feeling of not getting something I wanted, losing, right? I want to know these things. What the left doesn't understand is that there is a yin and yang of life. Not yin. Not just yang. A yin and a yang. There's a show that I'm watching. It's called Pennyworth. And this guy meets Lucifer, meets the devil. And he says to him, the devil is love. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, the devil is love. And the guy doesn't believe the devil exists. And he goes, there is no such thing as the devil. He says, I'll introduce you to him. Takes him down into a dungeon, puts on a film. And it's a film of, you know, some debauchery or whatever. And it causes the guy to lose it. And he goes to just beating the crap out of the assistant of this guy. I'm not going to elaborate, but just understand that the idea of the scene is that the devil is inside of you. You don't think he exists. You've been raised to be cordial, to be accommodating, to be such a nice person. I mean, I see him at church all the time, the greeters, you know, oh, good morning, how are you? You know, hey, good to see you. And I understand we all got that good person in us. Most of us, you don't get to see the devil very much. But he's in you, and trust me, somebody's seeing him. And if somebody's not seeing him, doesn't mean he's not in you, and it doesn't mean that he's not manifesting himself, because you are not Jesus. No, you ain't Jesus. You're doing your dirty, you're doing stuff. It may not be bad, but it's the devil working inside of you. And we're going to go get all church lady on you, but it's Satan. So, you know, what the guy discovered is that I don't believe in evil, whatever. And the guy goes, I can show you evil in yourself that you don't think exists. And I say this to everybody. People, I'm a pacifist. I go, shut up, pacifist. I could do something to you that makes you lose your doggone pacifist religion. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not stupid. So anyway, why would you want to erase bad memories? I get it. You know, I was sexually assaulted. Or I was lied to by a person I really trusted, or whatever. Yeah, it's something, I hate to put it this way, but God wanted you to experience that so you would grow in some kind of way. And it was preparation for something you needed later in life. What you're doing, folks, if you take that pill, is you're disrupting the lesson. But see, leftists want to work on that. They want people, you voted for Donald Trump and you're upset about it. I don't want to be upset about it. I want to take a pill. Take a pill. Okay. I don't know that Donald Trump won. What is it going to do to you? I'm just curious. What does the left expect is going to happen to a person if they forget that Donald Trump was elected? Or they are told that Barack Obama is still president? Because next thing you're going to get, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get memory manipulation. Kind of like Total Recall. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a spy on the planet Mars? Okay, we'll build that dream for you. virtual reality where you can be and do whatever you want. They got these virtual reality rooms where people, I mean, I'm going to say mostly leftists because I wouldn't play this stupid game, but people go online and they pick up a, they have a mistress or, you know, a virtual mistress. And let me tell you, it's broken up relationships. Because a mistress in any form isn't demanding. I mean, certainly in the virtual world where you can just pop up in the middle of the night and go, I'm going to go see, hang out with my mistress. In a virtual world, how can a woman compete with that? The only woman that can compete with that is a sex robot. In a sex robot, you won't even need a virtual mistress because you'll be happy with your sex robot. Well, not more happy than if you find yourself a good conservative woman. But if you have a liberal woman, you, trust me, you're going to be looking. At some point, your search string is going to say sex robot. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So the investigators, they say, hypothesize that 4 to 6 sessions of memory reactivation under propranolol would be sufficient to dramatically blunt the memories associated with what they call an attachment injury. So, using me as an example, I can see these guys saying, Kevin, you were traumatized. I keep wanting to say traumatized. Traumatized. Anyway, you were traumatized by the death of your mother. I was traumatized by the death of my mother. I didn't realize this. I was freaking 5 years. I was going to be 5 in a month. A month and some days. I was still 4. Closer to 5 than 4. Of course I was traumatized. I lost my mother. But I didn't realize, I didn't know that what it was. So they're saying, we'll give you a pill. Let's go back to that moment where you lost your mother and we'll give you a pill. Then I end up coming out sucking my thumb and in fetal position. Where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? No. You ain't tricking me, leftist. I know what you're trying to do. Yeah, they want to, it's like a pill lobotomy. And I want you to understand where these people, these 60 warriors that are going to take this pill, let me tell you where they're going to end up. They're going to end up in court drooling, you know, and going, well, I didn't realize what this pill was going to do to me. I didn't realize that this pill was going to make me stupid. What did you think it was going to do? What side effects? And look, I don't. They say this thing was for what? High blood pressure or something else. And they find this stuff out because they give a pill to somebody for something, you know, like schizophrenia, and they go, ooh, it worked on his libido. So they go, okay, great. Well, if this pill that was for migraines is giving men erections, well, we could repackage it. Yeah, well, that what they don't, then they give you all the side effects. You know, might grow hair out of your eyeballs. I did not realize that after the fact. It was bad enough they were giving it to whoever they were giving it to. I mean, these drugs are very specific about what they want to do. They've gotten to the point where they can tap in and say, this is what this is for. If it's got a side effect, I don't think I would be selling the side effect. Yeah, but Kev, it worked on 73% of men. But what did it do to the other 27%? That's a pretty big number. If Donald Trump got 27% of the black vote, you wouldn't be saying that. Crazy stuff out there, boy. Attachment injury. Decrease the strength of memory because you decrease the strength of pain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.